This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Mike Dettillier, college football analyst, NFL draft analyst, and co-host on Sports Radio WWL in Louisiana. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. And look, let's go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. The news coming up over the weekend that Derek Carr is retiring from football. We talked to you a couple weeks ago about this exact topic. Mike, what was your, I guess, surprise level, if any at all, that Derek Carr chose this route?
I didn't think he'd play this year for the Saints, but I didn't think he'd retire.
Yeah.
So the surprise part was that he would just walk away. I'm just kind of thinking of it. How many guys, you know, just kind of walk away from and give up $30 million? That's a lot of cash. I know one thing. My co-host, there ain't no way Bobby's giving up no $30 million.
No, Bobby would open a few more restaurants and stuff, right? I mean, if he had that.
No way he's giving up 30. Bobby's in Europe. The first thing he told me is, Mike, you know damn well there ain't no way I'd give up no $30 million. So that was the surprise part that he – because I thought if he had the surgery, he would just go through it and, you know, you'd still owe him, he settled for the $10 million, which was the roster bonus on being there after the certain date when they cut this new deal. Giving up the 30 was a surprise for me. It's the, you know, he kind of did really the Saints a solid here, and he didn't have to. He could have walked away with and just basically taking the money. But he gave him a solid, gave him a way out. And this opens the door wide now for Tyler Shuck. He's going to be your starting quarterback game one, barring an injury. So you didn't pick him in the 40th overall pick for him to watch anyway. So it just sort of makes it a lot cleaner. And with a new head coach and, you know, you're going to have numerous roster changes on this football team, I think it just makes it simpler. And guys, to be honest, this is year 40 for me doing this. I've never seen a more polarizing player than Derek Carr. It's not that he was a bad dude, but at all, he was always accommodating everything else. But it goes to show you, when you kind of got to put the same moccasins on as Drew Brees and follow him, you got issues. And that's what happened here. Fans turned on him tremendously. And it was sort of bad because I know for Saturday, I mean, I would say 90% of the calls, texts we got, they were thrilled that Carr wasn't going to be on this football team. And, you know, he was a 14-win, 13-loss quarterback here. Basically, you know, a 500 quarterback.
Yeah, the fans will turn on you quick. Mike, the thing for me is – you said you didn't think he wasn't going to play this year. I didn't think he was going to play. And you talked about how he kind of did him a favor. Do you think they did each other a favor? Is it? We were talking about this earlier, and I threw it out there that maybe this isn't the end for Carr, that he if he made a deal with the Saints to help them with cap relief and basically said, look, you know, I'll do this, but then if I want to come back, you know, let me go and let me go wherever I want? Or do you think that he is absolutely done and that because he did it now, the Saints just, you know, they just kind of said, well, we'll give you that $10
million? Well, they basically, they could have pulled that $10 million back and didn't. Derek Carr's made $119 million throughout his pro career. But, you know, I don't know the whole circumstance with the labrum, AC joint. I've talked to a couple of orthopedic people about it, and they tell me even surgery, there's no guarantee that you could come back from that to begin with. So maybe he feels as though, hey, listen, I had my career. It was great, and I'm just going to walk. Not knowing the full extent of that injury is the puzzling part. And, guys, I'll be honest, I've done this a long time. This is a confusing story in a lot of different ways of how it was kind of played out for both sides, both the Saints and Derek. It was really strange all across the board, and a lot of we don't know at this stage. But I would think just by the wording that he had on his retirement that he's played his last game in the NFL.
So, Mike, I know you said Tyler Shuck is going to be starting, but I have to ask because we've seen some rumblings on Twitter. Falcons fans kind of want to know if Kirk Cousins, and I'll even throw Aaron Rodgers into this, to satisfy their curiosity, is there any way one of those two could end up in New Orleans?
No way with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you got a first-year head coach, and you've already kind of felt the wind velocity of the vortex of the storm already with the Derek Carr thing. Man, you don't want to deal with Aaron Rodgers. And I've always kind of felt if Aaron came back, he was going to handpick a team that he thought had a chance to get into the playoffs. That's not the Saints. So, you know, that would be more Pittsburgh or Minnesota than it would be New Orleans. Kirk Cousins is a different issue, but I can't see – you know, the Falcons sort of cutting him loose and he comes to New Orleans. That wouldn't be the case. I think somewhere down the line, some team will make a deal for Kirk Cousins in Atlanta, but it won't be the Saints. That wouldn't make sense for both sides at this stage, to be honest with you. It would make a lot of sense for Atlanta just to have that. You got to deal him against them twice a year, and we've seen guys coming off of certain injuries that the second year it's much better than it is the first year. But I'd be shocked at either one of those maneuvers and those guys being here in New Orleans. I would expect them to go out and get a veteran quarterback. You're talking about a rookie quarterback in Tyler Shuck, a second year quarterback in Spencer Rattler, a third-year quarterback in Jake Hanna, who's seen very little playing time, and he ain't close to being a starter by any stretch of the imagination. He's a backup at best. If you could get your veteran to kind of calm the room a little bit, because in somebody that could be on that sidelines after maybe a tough series and go over things with your quarterback, the guy that popped in my mind initially was Teddy Bridgewater.
Ooh.
Teddy was here in New Orleans before, retired, became a coach, and came back late last year with the Detroit Lions. Yep. And, you know, I think Teddy would be the type of guy that would handle that extremely well. And it wouldn't cost you a ton of money because the other part of the situation with Derek Carr is where he does do you a solid this year. Financially, he's still on the books for next year with $35.5 million of a dead cap money hit. You don't want to kind of have the savings that you would save this year and then use it on, you know, a veteran quarterback. I think that would go more toward trying to pay down that $35 million dead cap hit that you would take in 2026.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
I got a couple minutes left with Mike Dettillier, NFL draft analyst, co-host, WWL in New Orleans, Louisiana. Mike, look, I think the one question a lot of Falcons fans have also had over the weekend, if this news comes out, or if, you know, if there was any more news a couple of weeks ago before the draft about Derek Carr, you know, the name Jackson Dart's out there. Obviously, Shedeur Sanders has been getting some. Do you think the Saints would have approached this draft any differently had this decision been made public at least 3 or 4 weeks ago?
No, I think they sort of knew that it could turn this way. Did they have a lot of interest in Jackson Dart? Yes. And I do think that they were a team that was aggressive and trying to trade up in round one initially for Jackson Dart and got beat to the punch by the Giants. But I don't think they would have taken a different approach to this at all. I think they felt that if they couldn't move up to get Dart, they were going to pick Tyler Shuck. And that's kind of what happened. The void hits here where you don't really have somebody with experience in that quarterback room. And you weren't going to get that via the draft anyway. So I don't think they take it any differently than what they did. I think they would have tried to trade up for Dart, which I am 99.9% sure they tried to do and couldn't cut a deal. And if not, hey, we're going to pick Shuck, and that's what happened. But it still leaves a big void of not having a veteran in the room. So, now, I think they wanted help along the offensive line or a big-time playmaker on defense, and they decided they were going to go with Kelvin Banks. To be honest with you, I thought they were going to pick Jaylen Walker. That's who I thought they were going to pick with that selection.
Same. Yes, us too.
Yeah, I mean, all of us, Deuce McAllister, myself, we sort of looked at one another, hey, this got to be Walker, because we thought he was going to Carolina. And we knew there were people in that Saints war room that really wanted Walker. But, again, you understand you're trying to build things up front along their offensive line. And the last couple of years, just kind of two words for their offensive line, lousy.
Well, that's why you got Banks.
There you go.
That's why they got Banks, is right.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mike. Always enjoy your time, man. We'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.